Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord on what we know as Presentation Sunday. If you look at the front of your bulletin, I wrongly accused their mothers of turning in pictures of their children when they were just a little bit younger. But evidently, these were all from Facebook, and so the mothers didn't even know they were going to be on here. But you can see some of the changes they might have gone through. Our four second-year confirmands have spent the last 4 weeks or so preparing for this service. They have spent the last couple of years, some of them dreading this service, but they found out beforehand and after the 8 o'clock service, it really wasn't so bad. You gonna do this again? Your immediate answer should have been sure. But it's been fun to spend an hour with them on Wednesdays getting ready, and their presentations will share just a little bit about what they know in faith and about themselves. So they've chosen all the songs, they've chosen the scriptures, and they have written the various parts that we will be saying as a congregation. So thank you for being with us today. We had to do this time because these three are headed to Washington, D.C. next weekend. They're due back at 6:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, but they didn't want to come in and lead worship that day. So what happens? But it is great to have them in charge of worship. About this time yesterday, I was still in Wisconsin on my way home with my wife and two sisters. We had a good 5-day trip with my other sister in Minnesota. And so knowing that I could go to bed last night and not have to worry about a sermon was fantastic. So again, thank you for being willing to lead in worship. Please check over the announcements in your bulletin to highlight the Help Build Hope event on May 14th. We're looking for 80 to 100 volunteers. We have gotten over 20 so far. We have a couple more weeks to get ready for that. That's where we're going to frame those walls for the next Habitat House. We're going to frame, put them together out in our parking lot. So please consider signing up for that. And here we go.
Our opening scripture this morning is Joshua 1, 6 through 9. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Let us pray. Dear Lord, after hearing your word, lead us to have courage today and the days to come. In this time of worship, help us confirmands to honor and thank you by leading worship today. Lord, we praise you this morning for the countless blessings you have given us. Amen.
Thank you.
Please stand if you are able and join me in our call to worship. This is the day that the Lord has made. The Lord is our strength and our song.
You are our God, and we will praise you.
You are our God, and we will exalt you.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His faithful love endures forever.
As was mentioned, the confirmands have chosen the songs today that we'll be leading, and the first one is called Oceans. And what comes to mind is the first part of the song says, "You call me out upon the waters." And I think of Peter when he's in that boat and he wants to walk on the water to Christ. And in Matthew 14, it says, "Then Peter called to him, 'Sir, if it's really you, tell me to come over to you walking on the water.' 'All right,' the Lord said, 'come along.' So Peter went out over the side of the boat, walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he looked around at the high waves, he was terrified and began to sink. 'Save me, Lord,' he shouted. And instantly, Jesus reached out his hand and rescued him. But he said, 'O man of little faith, why did you doubt me?'" So if we keep our eyes focused on Christ, he will be there each step of the way. But what a comfort to know if we would falter, we can cry out to him and he will instantly save us. And right before in that passage, it said the disciples were terrified and Jesus said, "Don't be afraid." And what a great reminder from that Joshua passage that Avery read. It said, "Do not be terrified, don't be afraid." So join us in Oceans.
There I find.
Our second song is Who You Say I Am, and we're children of God. Praise the Lord.
Join me in our unison prayer. Dear Lord, we are thankful that we are able to come together to worship and praise you. May we grow in grace and knowledge of you, Lord. Help us learn to trust in your word, knowing that your grace will meet all our needs. Please give us patience, courage, and determination to overcome life's challenges. We pray for peace, happiness, and the well-being of all those they are protected. Amen.
As we come into our time of prayer, remember that Pastor Ryan Volkman, who is here with us this morning, will begin a week from tomorrow, and then we'll start thereafter. And while his wife and two young sons end up the school year down in Texas, and then hopefully soon thereafter we'll also be moving up here. So continue to pray for the Volkman family. We can also add the Hurst family to our prayers. Jeremy Hurst, his father, Michael, entered into eternal life on Friday, and we're waiting for those arrangements. Let us bow before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Lord God, you are a God of faithfulness. You are a God of goodness. You are a God of growth and creativity. Lord, as we look upon the pictures on the front of our worship bulletin this Sunday, to see the growth that these youth have gone through in their young lives, Lord, we thank you for their growth in faith. We thank you for the families in which they are being raised. We thank you for the church family that is encouraging them in their faith. And we thank you for their own time of study, their own time of prayer. And Lord, what a blessing it is to hear from them this morning. The songs they've picked, the words that they've written, their presentations that they've written and will share. Lord, may we just see you through their words as they share with us this morning. We continue to pray for their blessing and for their growth of faith, that they will be confirmed in a few more weeks. Lord, confirm in them the promise of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior as we continue to trust and believe in him. Lord, as a congregation, we continue to pray for your direction. We thank you for the blessing of having Pastor Ryan with us this morning and look forward to his starting in a week. And Lord, as he makes this transition, as he settles in here and begins to lead and pastorally care for us in worship, we pray that your spirit would be upon him. We also pray that you would bless their family as they're apart in these weeks. Lord, we thank you for the modern technology of FaceTime and phone calls that they can stay in touch. Lord, as a congregation, we also pray for your blessing upon each and every day, that the ministries of this church, we continue to reach out, to welcome people, to change people's lives in your grace and in your mercy. We thank you for the power and the talents and the strength and confidence and courage of the congregation as we continue to be involved in so many different ways. We pray for your blessing upon the Help Build Hope event, not only for that time, but also for the walls that will become that new home for a family in Wauseon. Lord, as you continue to bind us together, we lift up to you our congregation's concerns. We continue to pray for Leah Nafsinger as she was admitted into the hospital at the end of the week and was discharged yesterday, having some more tests and going through the determine what is going on with their headaches. And Lord, we thank you that they have some more results and some more answers. And we just pray that your spirit would give them strength and hope and courage. We pray for Gary Beck, who has been struggling with cancer for a number of years and who is not doing very well right now. We've heard from his parents, Bud and Tootie, who plan to come home this week from down south. And we just pray that they would all know your presence. We pray for Jocelyn Walker, who has been experiencing severe back pain and hasn't been able to get around much this last week. We pray for her relief. We pray for Devin as he continues to recover from his accidents. We pray for his accident. We pray for Mackenzie as she continues to settle in the mission field. And Lord, we continue to pray for Paulette and Jody and Tracy. Lord, we pray for Jeremy Hurst and the rest of his family upon his father's passing. Lord, we pray that their strength would remain strong in faith in Jesus Christ and the promise of everlasting life. Lord, in our time of worship, as we come before you to hear from your word, to hear from our four confirmands, we pray that your spirit would unite us together as your spirit unites us in the prayer of our Lord, praying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Today I'm going to read Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8, and Philippians 4, 10 through 13. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to uproot. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to tear down, and a time to build. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones, and a time to gather them. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain. A time to search, and a time to give up. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to mend. A time to be silent, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. Philippians 4, 10 through 13. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any way, in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength.
I invite the children forward for the children's message. Okay, so I'm going to read a little saying I have, and then I'm going to explain what it means. So life can be uncertain at times, and we might not know what is happening or how an outcome might turn out. Or sometimes we have a bad day, and things just don't go our way, and we think we're all by ourselves, and we're just going to crumble. So I'm guessing you guys have had a bad day before, right? Okay, so have you ever felt like you had a really bad day and you were just kind of by yourself the whole day? Well, Jesus is always with you even when you have a bad day. And to show it, we're going to pretend that the jar is Jesus or in God, how they're always with us. Now, when we pour the water in, that's kind of showing how our emotions can change and vary. Now, when we have a bad day, we think we're just going to fall out of the jar and leave everybody. Well, so when we flip it over, we think we're just all going to fall out and leave. Well, the water stays in because Jesus is always with us, and he's never going to leave us, even when we think he might be leaving us. So the Bible says in Matthew 28:20, Jesus says, "I will be with you always." And in Deuteronomy 31:8 says the same thing, but it's just worded a little bit different. So the Bible tells us more than once that Jesus is never going to leave us. So no matter what, you always know that Jesus is going to be with us. And now let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for everything that you have given us, and always remember, and we will always remember how you will never leave our side, even when we feel like you're not with us. In your name we pray, amen.